children. Hi, and welcome to Cartwheels on the Sky, Poets, Poems, and Discovery. I'm your host, Blake Moore.
And tonight, I'll be doing a mix of old and new, a blend of music, poetry, and holiday hangover humor. And I can envision a few folks sitting around the radio, grateful that 2020 is no longer here, and looking forward to creating something new for ourselves in 2021. Now is certainly the time to envision the world we want to live in, and hopefully the next 30 minutes will add some creative fodder. So
grab a mug of your favorite holiday grog and pat yourself on the back, because, well, yes, no matter how hard it was, a growth-filled year.
The prophet said that truth has declared, I am not hidden in what is high or low, nor in the earth, nor the skies, nor a throne. This is certainty, oh beloved. I am hidden in the heart of the faithful. If you seek me, seek in these hearts.
Thank you. फूल देखा मकामे वो नजर आया मुझे कुछ नजर आया ना फिर जब तू नजर आया
Some long for the seduction of summer sun, some the amber grace of leaves falling, the unfurling of tight green buds, all empty distractions. For this is the moment when mist liquefies, feels tiny membranes to hammer down, or flakes to land with the hush of a cat's paw. This is the moment when each of us becomes a swirl in the calligraphy of naked trees, a solitary crystal. Lulled by Persian rug, wing-back chair, hot toddy, each of us a sliver of seasoned cedar consumed by this excited fire. A particle of ash riding a shaft of light.
Solstice is something that it's come back into fashion, you know? I mean, up until I would say the 60s, we were still preoccupied with December as the Christian sort of honoring Christ's birth and stuff, but really prior to the Christian times, Yeah, it was the solstice that people were celebrating, and this was the return of the light. And of course, in our conversation, we were discussing the whole thing with 2012 and how it kind of came and went, and everybody's like, what happened? Some people are laughing all the way to the Skeptic Hotel, and other people are just thinking that maybe something happened on the invisible realms, and other people are thinking that nothing happened at all. Now, what's interesting is we were programmed by the media to really, really have a lot of fixed pictures about how that was supposed to go, but none of us, nobody on the planet knew how that was supposed to go. All right? It hasn't happened in anybody's lifetime. There's no record of what was supposed to take place. And what I feel is going on now is that, you know, the 2012 winter solstice was the solstice to beat all solstices, but it happened, and the shift that was predicted took place, but because this is a female frequency, it's as if it's moving into the matrix like water or ether. You know, and the fifth element is ether, and that's the plane that we're functioning on now. And so what I see about what happened last year is that there was just a very subtle shift of energy or power over to the women. And what's going on right now is interesting because we're celebrating the first anniversary, okay, of the first year of the feminine torch's return to power. And all of us really don't know what world we're in right now. In order to figure out what's going on, it helps to get back to basics. Okay, so in a symbolic or metaphoric sense, this is how I understand the winter solstice. It's one of eight cross quarters, and it is the point in the yearly cycle where the seed atom that gives birth to what is next on the program is ignited by the spark that comes from the center of the universe, and something new opens up so that new life can be born out of the darkness. All right, now, so this point in time is very interesting because it's huge. It's like an atomic explosion or something that takes place on a really tiny microscopic quantum level. The light in the universe opens up here, all right? And from that point on, what comes out of it, okay, is a reflection of the purity that lives within that light. Now, everything in this sphere is connected, and all of the cross quarters exist, you know, they're dependent upon each other. So, of course, we know that everything is linked, but the cross quarter that leads directly to the winter solstice is Halloween. And between Halloween night and the Day of the Dead, a shift takes place where everything in creation, at least in the northern hemisphere, goes into the underworld. Okay, and this is the point, and there's exactly 51 days, okay, between Halloween and the winter solstice. All right, so during the 51 days between the Day of the Dead and the 21st of December, what happens is we are called to go into the depths, okay, to begin to understand what it is, okay, what's left of the darkness in us that we've carried with us from the previous cycle. And how much of that do we really truly understand, and how much of it really needs to be eliminated? So in the 51 days between Halloween and the winter solstice, we need to be going within and with a wish or a desire to reach some state of wholeness and completion. We go there to reckon with all of our darkness and bring it up to the light and make it conscious so that we can use it. All right, and the point in this is that by the time we get to the 21st of December, whatever it is we're bringing to the seed atom or to the spark that's going to ignite and create the template for the coming year is absolutely whole and complete within itself. enough to go into resonance with this quantum experience that is about to change the world. And this is what we're doing now. And you can kind of see it all around you. I mean, I talk to people on a daily basis. I have clients every day who call me with different things going on in their lives. And what I see is that all of us are coming to terms with and reckoning with, you know, our darkest issues. And the point right now is to be able to have the courage to look at that stuff and do the right thing with it. But regardless of how we deal with that, what's happening from my understanding, and I mentioned this earlier, is that we entered into a female frequency approximately 1 year ago. And this is the first year that the women on the planet and the female aspect of the men on the planet has begun to get used to what it's like to live with this new set of principles or a different kind of magic. And so I, you know, my experience of this is, I think maybe it was about a month ago where I finally woke up and said to myself, hey, shit, this is up to you. You have to do something about this. You have to take whatever it is that you've gathered, okay, and share whatever it is, no matter how small, no matter how large, just to give it out and share it and be one of the ones that we've been waiting for. And what I see with women all over the planet now is they're just sort of like rubbing their eyes and beginning to wake up to the fact that it's safe for them to step out and have a voice. All of the women who have been standing up and calling for change, and forgive me if I haven't mentioned your name, okay, but I can think of three just right off the top of my head. Lauren Murray, Karen Hudis, Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Massachusetts. These three gals, forget about it. They're like all, I see them all as Glinda the Good Witch coming forward like to turn us on to whatever the Wicked Witch of the West has been trying to sell us for the past 13,000 years. And all of those women, okay, Karen Hudis is focusing on the corruption in the political system. Elizabeth Warren is focusing on that as well, and she's working in the system. And Lauren Murray has been bringing to light all of the secrets and lies that surround the way the government and the medical community and the military are all sort of in cahoots. Her focus has been mainly on the issues in Fukushima. So anyhow, what I see going on is that, okay, we are here now, this upcoming solstice that is approaching on the 21st of December this year. Okay, and that's another thing, let me do an aside. It isn't always on the 21st. The Earth isn't a perfect sphere, and her rotation is never the same. The diurnal motion of the Earth fluctuates subtly from day to day. So, as with all the planets, including the Sun, the way that things change signs and move across these nodes fluctuates from month to month and from year to year. So, in any given year, the winter solstice is going to happen anywhere between the 18th of December and the 24th of December. This year it happens to fall on the 21st. So between now and then, it's about going within and really, really bringing your heart and soul down to what is quintessential and pure, and really reckoning with the things that you need to keep, because we are at a place where we're ready to change the world. And in order to do that, the change has to take place at the individual level first. And your responsibility to the Creator, or, you know, out of love for the Creator, what we are supposed to remember how to do today, because we didn't come here just to drive around in cars and go to the bank, is to remember that all of who we are is going out into this stream of creation, and it is us who are going to change the world. So it's important to just remember that nothing you try to do during this stretch of time, okay, is going to be able to really stand up and shine, because it isn't the time for it. The resonance for that kind of thing is just not what's going on right now. What I think a good idea is to just go within and figure out how to get clear about who you are and what you want, so that by the time the solstice does roll around, you can light that winter fire, okay, and move your heart and soul into the process that the rest of creation is undergoing. And I think if we could all do that, then collectively the light that pours out of the 2013 winter solstice is going to turn 2014 into the year that we change the world. Because we are ascending. We have ascended. It's all going on as we speak. And don't ever kid yourself. Okay, what happened in December of 2012 was real and true. And just because it may not have matched our pictures of how things were supposed to go, it doesn't mean we can just sit back and pretend that none of that was true. Because we are part of this change right now. And it isn't just about the women, it's about the men too. You know? It's the men out there are coming forward and really, really beginning to reckon with the female aspect of their nature so that they can open up and soften up enough inside to be okay with the fact that they just came here to protect us and love us. You know, I hate to use the cliche, but we are the ones we have been waiting for. That isn't a metaphor. It's real. And it's time now for us to think about that more seriously, perhaps, or, I don't know, maybe less seriously, or even stop thinking about it at all and just learn how to be and embody all of this that we're talking about. Higher frequencies displace lower frequencies. Bring yourself to the light. Open your heart. And bring everything that you are to whatever it is that we're going to cook up.
So far, the selections I've played in this winter solstice holiday spirit show include, first up, Seek in Your Heart from the Vision 2 Spirit of Rumi CD, featuring Nusrat Fateh Ali Khan. Next was poet Devorah Nevin,
followed by Lily Kershaw covering Wagon Wheel.
Then an excerpt from a wonderful fall 2013 talk by astrologer and AP syndicated columnist Cal Garrison.
And finally, Tori Amos from Midwinter Graces, Star of Wonder.
Refill the mug. There's more. So if you want to leave something behind in the darkness and bring something else into the light, what would that be?
I want to release submission and bring in acceptance.
Something that I would like to leave in the darkness is my expectations that I put on other people. And something that I would like to bring into the light is acceptance.
Well, it's a deep question, but the whole point of the whole life is that we got to head to the light.
Yeah.
And that's the most beautiful day. That's why we are who we are, because we're in the dark. I'm like, this is the day. It's my favorite day of the whole year. Just saying.
I guess what I'd like to leave behind in the dark is duality and ideas of separation and judgment. And as we walk into the light of our being, I'd like to embrace love and compassion and understanding that we are all God beings doing what we're doing, and get joy and bliss as much as possible out of it.
Bravo. That about wraps up our show for this evening. Thank you so much for listening. This is Blake Moore on Cartwheels on the Sky. Tonight's show was a melody of end of the year music, beginning of the year music, talks, things to inspire us for 2021. May the new year bring awareness, understanding, compassion, and healing for all life on this glorious earth. Lots of love to y'all. Happy 2021. Let's do this. Stay tuned for more on KGUA, Gualala.